how 3D games are made. I will be explaining you the evaluation of 3D games. Once upon a time, a handful of pixels made the Space Invader. Graphics were ionic, not representative. A picture on the box or manual showed you what it was meant to look like, and your mind filled in the necessary gaps. Nobody could have predicted that in just 20 years we would be immersing ourselves in realistic living cities. Flying over gorgeous tropical islands and going head to head with astonishingly rendered characters and not even being particularly impressed. Built in years to come, more modern games like Grand Theft Auto 4 and Crysis will look just as dated as the classic we remembered from the days of yore. In fact, they will probably look more so. While the simplicity of a retro games looks has a certain charm to it, old 3D titles tend to flat out look old. Try almost any hit game of the mid to late 90s for the proof of that. 3D is about more than just pretty graphics. Done right, it takes game world's scan alive. A 2D spirit can only do what it is being drawn to, while a 3D game will also looks like a spirit of all the game or 3Ds in the evaluation process. So where 3D games are just made to complete endoskeleton and can build numbers of the railing and lands with one arm draped over a stick. How developers create a massive open world for exploration. So first I will be explaining you what is 3D. A picture that has or appears to have height, width and depth in 3 dimension. A picture that has height and width but no depth is 2 dimension. There are more complex tasks to undergo. These games are not easy to build. How do developers create massive open world for exploration? So you are probably hearing my audio. A display that has 2 real dimension, height and width. But when you look a movie like a Toy Story 2 or play a game like Tomb Raider, you see a window into a 3 dimension world. 3 dimension is nothing but there is a vast depth in colors and rendering. One of the truly amazing things about this window is that the world you see can be the world we live in, the world we will live in tomorrow, or a world that lives only in the minds of a movies or games creators. And all of these worlds can appear on the same screen you use or writing a report or keeping tracks of a storm. How does your computer trick your eyes into thinking that the flat screen extends deep into a series of rooms? How do game programmers convince you that you are seeing real characters move around in and out? So I will be explaining you how to create a 3D game on scratch. Step 1. Creating a simple 2D mass before the 3D part starts. We need to create a 2D game, so then we use RAR casting tool. Step 2. Make a radar. Now the real fun begins. Fine, let's imagine that our player has a big rule and then he starts. Step number 3. Final steps, the render. I have to say, if you made the through here, you are lucky. This part is very short. Then the step 4 is credit. Found steady material and more. If playback doesn't begin shortly, try restarting your device videos. I just recommend Sandbox to create your own game. In order to create your own game, just go on with sandbox.com. It consists of many elements. Sandbox 3D is an open world physical sandbox where you can manipulate various objects and experiments with physics with your friends. If you are interested in 3D game, go on to sandbox.com. Which is quite amazing. I use personally for making 3D games. So this is me, SJL, signing out. Until we meet again.